When we are engaged in discussions with people, we tend to be too detailed and make the arguments too complicated. In order to get people interested in a subject, it is wise to keep it simple, a recurring theme in my videos of late. To keep it simple, you can begin with the idea of power. It's reasonable to think that when individuals or organizations gain too much power, there is the likelihood that they may become corrupt. Lord Acton said it best when he stated, "Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely." This timeless statement is extremely important when discussing the United Nations. Since its founding in 1945, the United Nations has been accumulating more and more power with its end goal of a one-world government. However, the whole premise of a world government is flawed. No matter who starts it, no matter how it's organized, no matter how well-intended the people are who started it, it will in and of itself accumulate more and more power until it is all-powerful. All-powerful means that all other governments will be subordinate to it. In the end, there's no opposition to stop the overall power grab. The idea of a one-world government has been supported by many for centuries. It is because of that support organizations such as the UN have been formed to advance this agenda. Many are led to believe the United Nations is this wonderful international organization who wants to maintain international peace and security for all. However, hidden within their programs, they are working towards bringing an end to freedom and replacing it with a worldwide dictatorship. Dictatorships like China and Russia. When the UN was founded, it established the UN Security Council. It acts as the most powerful UN body responsible for maintaining international peace and security. It can issue sanctions and even authorize military force. Do you realize this body is made up of 15 members? 5 are permanent, and 10 are non-permanent, being elected every 2 years. China and Russia are both permanent members. If the UN is so dedicated to peace and security, why would they allow totalitarian governments in as permanent members? This means China and Russia have the ability to vote or veto an important initiative. Does it make any sense to give them veto power at the Security Council when they're the problem to begin with? The United States may have this veto power as well, but even with it, we've been involved in more wars since we joined the UN than all of our previous history. This doesn't speak well for an organization which is supposedly designed to prevent wars. In addition, have you noticed that more countries have fallen under the yoke of communism under the UN? It hasn't stopped war, and more importantly, it hasn't stopped the totalitarian takeover of the world, country by country. But back to our main point. No one can argue the idea that power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Use the idea of power when starting a conversation about the UN. Stress to them that in the long run, the UN will become a corrupt worldwide entity no matter what they believe the UN stands for right now. This argument can also be used when it comes to segments of our own government. We see the growing power of the federal government. It is a natural effect if the Constitution is not followed. Then get them reading. Go to shopjbs.org. Hover over the John Birch Society store and under Action Projects, click on Get Us Out of the UN. There you will find a full list of what is available. The books, pamphlets, Slim Jims, and article reprints will give you a variety of material to fit your various needs. It's time to build the pressure needed to get us out of the UN. You can help make a difference in making this happen.